The government has changed tax laws in the hope of helping start-up businesses. Spending of up to $10,000 on exploring potential new investments will immediately be tax deductible. They're also changing the rules under which start-up firms can lose their right to offset losses against their future taxable income. These changes are being welcomed by Terry Miller, who's finalist for the Young Engineer of the Year Award and founder of the startup 8360. He's in the studio. Morena.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here and congratulations on being a finalist for Young Engineer of the Year. What has brought that about?
So I founded a startup, one of the founders of a startup 4 years ago, and we've been working on developing a futuristic VR technology. And recently the engineering awards came up and it's great. It's a great opportunity to promote ourselves, but also to promote different kinds of engineering from the traditional some guy wearing an orange vest and building a bridge.
Indeed. I guess talking about virtual reality is something quite different indeed. But what about these tax laws? What sort of changes will they bring about for you?
So they're going to be really helpful. As a startup, until you've developed a product and you're able to sell it, you have no income. So offsetting your tax against nothing doesn't get you very far. Being able to actually cash out our R&D tax credits now is really helpful because we can spend that money again and it gets us that much closer to having a product on the market.
So it gives you more room for movement. Does that also mean it gives you, I guess, more money for things like further development, further research to be done?
Yeah, it means we can spend the money twice and that's really helpful.
Okay, so for you, I know this was just announced yesterday, but for you, do you have a sense of how exactly it's going to change your business?
So we've just been through the process of applying for last year's credits. What it's going to mean is we have that much more money in the bank that we can spend on the next round of development. It's been 4 years. We've been through prototypes. They're very expensive, tens of thousands of dollars. It takes a long time to build them. And we're constantly burning money. And anything that helps us get that little bit further, it means that our investors get more bang for their buck because their money goes further. It means that we can buy more things and try more things, and it gets us that much closer to the end goal, which is to have a product to sell. It's really good.
So 8360, what exactly does it do, or what's it going to do?
So 8360 is building a simulation and training platform, a virtual reality motion simulator that allows you to actually be transported into the content. It makes it feel that much more real, and virtual reality is all about immersion. It's about feeling like you're actually there, and so all of the reinforcing cues of actually, if you're in a vehicle, moving like it, how it looks, because otherwise it looks so real and it doesn't feel that, and it just reminds you that it's not real.
How far away from launch are you?
So we are currently talking to early adopter customers at the moment. We have a working prototype of our commercialized Nova. The platform is called the Nova, and we're building a second unit at the moment, so we're kind of already there.
Fantastic. Look, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for coming into the studio as well. Good luck with the Young Engineer of the Year Award.
Thank you.
Terry Miller there, who is a finalist in that award, also founder of the startup 8360.